Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 78 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
That ain't too good.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees.
audio. Zero BCL, QSY. K0 BCL, listening. K0 BCL.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
Is there BTL?
Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees.
KSADK monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 70 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 71 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 71 degrees.
NHWCB, NHWCB, this is KUIN.
Good evening, this is NAWCB. You got to the long weekend. I know you said you were going to have to sit radio, you're going to have to do 911 today. Hopefully it wasn't busy. How was it?
It was miserable, but we managed through it. How was your day?
Short but sweet. Oh boy. Well, I guess it's over. 12 hours is done, and headed north for the long weekend. We're doing pretty good here today. Groceries came in today. Just some listening on the radio, but didn't get on today. Been able to the last couple of days. Successfully, I did have the one contact on the flood, but other than that, planning another barbecue tonight, but that's pretty much the day.
Sounds like a good day, sounds like a good day. Barbecue sounds good.
Yeah, Yeah, we did burgers there last time, and tonight it's brats, so it should be enjoyable there. Looking forward to that this evening, and looking forward to the Nets. We're going to try to check in. I'm either going to try from the handheld with the antenna outside, or I'm going to try some Echo Link, but a couple of combinations we'll be trying out here.
Yeah, for sure. Sounds like a good plan. I like that. Sounds like a good plan there.
Yeah, we're just I don't know, just with the weather the way it is, and just trying out some options, see what works and what doesn't. So hey, why not? Take advantage of it while the weather's good, and we're portable outside. Yeah, I could keep using handhelds, but I thought, hey, we'll just try another way here, see what happens.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, you should be able to hit it. The signal, the repeaters, the receive site's pretty strong, so should be able to hit that pretty well.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I know sometimes, I'll be downstairs or in a certain spot up here with the handhelds, and have a hard time making it in, but that's, of course, been before the upgrades. So I'll be interested to see how it works out. Like I say, I like to try it out. You never know. Good opportunities to do that. Again, that makes this a fun part of the hobby, and yet doing something constructive there with it.
Hey, that's good. Good. Sounds really good there, Dan. Good test for you. Good test for your equipment.
Yeah, so we'll see. And then I think the Open County Digital or the DMR NAT is 7:30. So we'll work that radio, and then probably later on we'll probably check in from up here for their net. So it'll keep us busy for a little bit. This is kind of the busy net day. I enjoyed the Wayne County net. Tried to check in last night originally during the specific suffix there, and the radio gave it up on me, but I was able to get it going again, and I'll check in. I think I checked in after you last night. NAWCB.
Yeah, I think you did, because I heard after I checked in. That was a good net. We had our leadership meeting yesterday, and it was a good overall ham radio day.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I didn't realize you had a meeting there, but I'm glad to hear you check in. You're loud and clear, and again, they were talking about the books that you guys have been working on, and good discussion on that, and again, it's good to see that come to fruition, and good plan in place.
Yeah, for sure. I know I reached out to Keith this morning, and I offered, if he's got guys that are unable to make it to his meeting, that he's more than welcome to have them, join us in our meeting, and we can sign off on their books and stuff. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, there you go again. It's, it's a matter, working together, teamwork between the counties, and mutual working relationship there. So, you know, it's pretty good. Again, I kind of saluted too there. It probably you too in this way. There's a flexibility there. It's not all rigid, but at least there's some guidelines, some framework there in place.
It works out nice, gives some type of direction and what needs to be done, and it gives a good standard of, okay, what makes you deployable, and what standards are you held by, and it's good stuff. I like it. I like the way the stuff's laid out. It's not hard to do. Some of the later classes are a little bit more difficult, but we'll trudge our way through it and go from there.
Yes, that's it. Everybody's working through, and like I say, some of the later classes, like you say, it looks like they're a little bit more in-depth and a little bit more involved, but as you gain knowledge and kind of the working ability of it, understanding of it, I guess can head to that next level.
Yeah, for sure. It's good stuff. I understand, some of the guys are unable to do, the task book, and I get it. That's no big deal. It is what it is. Peruse it, look it over, and eventually maybe they can do it and get it completed, and go from there.
That's it, there's no pressure in that, and that's kind of what I like in that line as well. Handling things here and kind of things going on, it works out better, and take it one at a time there, and just play it by ear, I suppose.
Yes, for sure. Just do it at your own pace. What works for you, and go from there. So it'll be good. It'll be good. We've got some things planned here potentially that we're considering, and so it'll be good. We got another new net control. Tom picked up net control. For one of the Thursdays, so it's good. We've got a good volunteer and a lot of experience with Tom. So excited to hear him on the radio here next month. And good to have volunteers. It's good to have people that that step up and wanna play radio.
Absolutely. Well, I'm happy for that. He will do a good job, and I'm glad in that regard. Take a little bit off of maybe with Mike in that way also. But it takes time, and going forward there, Rome wasn't built today, and this has been a process, and it's been a good process, a learning process. A lot of positive things are coming out of it.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It's good. It's good stuff. I'm enjoying it. I really am. It's been a lot of fun, and a lot of work, but it's paying off, and I'm hoping that everybody else is having fun and enjoying it. And, obviously, like I said, know the seriousness of it, but have fun doing this and getting involved in the hobby. So it's pretty cool.
Yes, exactly, exactly. In that way, you know, again, you have to, you know, that's, it's a volunteer organization, but you know, again, the need of it, you know, and it's good that there's, again, there's that flexibility. You know, yes, I can do this. No, I can't this time or that time, or I can deploy, or no, I can't. Again, there's a lot of flexibility and a lot of use that can
come out of it as team players. Yeah, there's a lot to learn and a lot to do, and like I said, there's a lot of volunteers. You know, it's like I said, you know, I said before the fact that, you know, it's, you show up to work and you're there, you know, really because you want a paycheck. You know, there's the few that, you know, really, really, really super enjoy their job and whatnot, but, you know, you want to get paid, and volunteers, they show up, and they're there. They want to be there, and it doesn't matter, you know, get paid or not. They're there, and, you know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat to see.
Here's your...
their station trying to call in, you're unreadable. NAWP.
Roger, roger. This is Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango Lima in the car. I'll copy.
Kilo Zero, Bravo Tango Lima. I believe the call sign is. This is November 8 with Charlie Bravo. You are loud and clear to the repeater here. Full quieting.
Roger, roger. Sounds good. Thanks, sir. I'm all the way out in Oxford right now. Testing out my new gauges here. Looks like it's working out pretty decent. This is Greg here, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. How's your afternoon going?
Hi, Greg. Well, we're doing pretty good here. Doing pretty good. Just enjoying the day, talking with my son, Dave, K-E-Y-N-U, he's on his way home from work there. And usually chat back and forth. Getting ready to have a barbecue here in a few minutes, my wife and I. But other than that, we're doing good. How about you? How's things going with you on your end, Greg?
Oh, roger, roger. Let's see if I got it. Don't mean to barge in. Not sure. I believe you said his name is Jake. Let's see if I got it. I'm not sure if it's his turn.
This is KYNU. It's Dave. Delta Adam Victor Edward. Glad to hear you, sir. Hopefully you're having a good day. I work today, so... it went well. It went as good as it could be, but thankful I'm out and now enjoying the nice weather there. I'm going to turn it over here to NAWCB.
NAWCB in the group. No interruption there, Greg, at all. Glad you joined us here. You say you have you tested out a new Yaesu?
Roger, roger. Yes, sir. I got the new Yaesu Foxtrot Tango Mike 510 Delta with the V-RAS band. I love it. Got a new Skyhook also. It's about 6 foot tall on top of my Nissan here. And seems to be doing the trick. I can get from... oh, I want to say Dixie Highway all the way to the Detroit repeater, which isn't too bad. Can't make it all the way to the house and talk, but I can listen and hear about 80% of what's being said. Trying to think of how I can rig it to where I can get a little bit more elevation out of the antenna here. But Yeah, it's not bad. I had a Yaesu 7800 before, and I've upgraded to the digital one here. I got nothing but rants and raves about this new toy that Yaesu put out a little while ago, about a year or two, give or take. And it seems to be working pretty good with the DRAF, taking that laser signal and kind of making it easier to hear and understand. But for sure, not bad. Just finishing up my day at work. There was a sale on shoes there, so I gave it a go. Couldn't find anything I liked, so I figured, okay, I guess it's time to go home. And I'm off tomorrow, so yay! Yeah, it's definitely a beautiful day. 73 degrees in Oxford right now. Yeah, I'm passing it back over to you guys. Not sure whose turn it is. I am driving. I do apologize. I can't remember everyone's name at the moment. This is K0BTL in the mobile.
Hey, Greg, that sounds good. Yeah, I've got a Yaesu FT300 at home, and I absolutely just love it. It's a great toy, I've got a homemade antenna up on the roof. One of my buddies makes antennas homemade, and I can reach out pretty far with it and get down towards the Detroit and over in yonder. It's a good radio. It really is. Yaesu makes a good radio. I've got Nikon in the car, I don't know. I think I prefer the Yaesu brand a little bit better there. We'll turn it over to NAWCB Dave. We'll see what radio do you prefer there, Jed?
Well, I am kind of partial to Yaesus myself. The first one I had was a coworker there. Was a long-time ham. He let me use his Yaesu handheld radios. There were two of them, a 2-meter and a 70-centimeter separate. They were old bricks. I don't even remember the model number to them, but good radios there, and I'm sold on the product there. They're definitely durable. Heard a lot of good things. Back over to you, Greg.
Oh, roger, roger. Very good, Dave. I got you there. Hopefully I'm still coming into the repeater here. I'm headed towards 75, so I'm kind of fading in and out. But, yeah, not bad. I could use a coffee if I'm asleep. It's been a long day, boys, I tell you. Yeah, there's a... Over here at the parts store, there's two motorcycles for sale, and the price looks about right. But, you know how it is. You gotta pay those bills first. Hi.
Yeah, I totally understand that, for sure. I got five little munchkins and a wife, and so sometimes the hobbies have to take a back seat there to the bills, but that's right. Plenty of overtime and plenty of jobs to do, so. Well, guys, I'm going to hop off here. It was good meeting you there, Greg, and good luck on your radio and getting some heights on your antenna there. Hopefully hear you again. And Dad, appreciate your conversation on the way north. You guys have a good night. Enjoy your evenings, and hopefully we'll talk here soon. 73, see you both. This is K8YNU, and I'm going to clear the channel.
Sounds good there, Dave. 73 to you, and 73 to you and the family. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for the ride along. And Greg, I'm going to have to bow out as well. Let's get that barbecue ready to go. So, hey, I'm glad you hopped on there and enjoyed meeting with you, talking with you. Good signal, and hope you get a lot of use out of that Yaesu. And again, in future endeavors there in amateur radio. And hope you have a good weekend, good day there tomorrow, and a good weekend. But 73 to you, and hopefully you'll hear us again. Hop on in. I'll be glad to glad to communicate here, bring in the conversation. But, you have a good evening. This is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, Dave in Sterling Heights. We will be close.
Roger, Roger, Jim. 7-3's back at you both there. Yeah, have a good weekend. Get out and soak up some sun when you still can. Good to see the old Mount Clemens repeater still doing its thing up there in beautiful downtown Mount Clemens. All right, all right. Well, I'll catch you guys further on down the base. This is K0BTL at North. Have a good one, Jim.
Bye now.
This is NAVBZ, the Macomb County ARPSC net. Will start in about 15 minutes. This is
KSA-DDQ monitoring.
This is KEA-5DD monitoring.
All stations, this is K8YNU, the Macomb County ARPSC net. We'll start in 5 minutes. All stations, this is K8YNU, that's Hero Echo
8,
Yankee November
mostly
uniform,
cloudy.
And I will be W88MAC, that's Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha Charlie, for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. This net is held every Thursday at 7 p.m. on this frequency, except on the third Thursday during the monthly ARPSC meeting. If for some reason this station should go down, we will switch over to 442.600, appeal of 123, offset of plus 5. Again, that's 442.600, appeal of 123, offset of plus 5. And if that fails, we'll go to simplex 146.580. Is there a station that could take over his net control if for some reason this station is unable to transmit? Hearing none, please note that during this net, emergency traffic may break in at any time. The ARPSC net is a directed net. All are welcome to check in, and stations located outside of Macomb County will be invited to check in after Macomb County has checked in. When checking into the net, please say net control, this is, followed by your call sign given slowly and phonetically, followed by your name, followed by whether you have traffic or announcements. Do not unkey during any of that. After everybody's checked in, we'll go back through the list and acknowledge those that have traffic or announcements. This is WAAMAC. My name is Dave, net control for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC Weekly Net. Are there any mobile short-timers or in-and-out stations wishing to check in? Please call WAAMAC.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Mike Delta, Jason, in and out, no traffic.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Juliet Whiskey, Ken, in and out, no traffic.
Net control recognizes KC8, EMD. Jason, good evening, show you in and out. And KE8,
Sierra Juliet Whiskey, Ken, and also show you in and out. Good evening, sir. So thanks for the check-in tonight. I appreciate that. We will now take check-ins by location, starting from 8 Mile Road, working our way north to Boardman Road, which is county line. Stations located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road. 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road, please call now.
This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha. Name is Bill, located in Warren. No traffic. This is Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Uniform Oscar. The name is John in Warren as well.
This is Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf Steve in St. Clair Shores.
Net Control recognizes KWA Bill, KR8 WUO John, and KA8 UHG Steve in St. Clair Shores. Good evening, sirs. Welcome to the net. Are there any more stations located between 8 Mile Road and 14 Mile Road? Go ahead and check in now.
This is NHLY Mobile. Short time. Name is Tom. Monroe, Michigan. Mobile.
Tom, I got you in the net there, sir. And since you're short time, did you want to take a moment to answer the question, or are you good for tonight? I'll give you that opportunity.
I just got in, so I didn't hear the question. Say again the question.
For tonight's question, we're looking at a scenario, and I'm looking here at the deployment end of things, and if there was a tornado, mass casualty event, something that is maybe a tornado, some type of disaster, what is the very first thing that you are asked to do, or what is the first thing you're asked to do before taking the next step? What's the first step on the deployment list? Maybe I need to clarify. Sorry. What would you do in an event of a tornado or mass casualty event or some type of disaster? What would you do? First thing that you would do in regards to this?
I lost my signal. First thing I'd be asked to do, I guess, once I get all my equipment together and. First thing, I want to make sure that all my family and loved ones are safe and make sure my equipment's in order before I report to wherever station I've been assigned to. But like I said, my first thing I want to make sure is that my family and my friends and are safe before I would deploy to a situation. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like that there, Tom. That's definitely a good thing, and for sure, want to make sure your family is taken care of, and very important to take care of yourself before going out, because obviously, if you don't take care of yourself, then you're not going to be much good, or, you know, out on the field if you're worrying about things at home. So I like that there, Tom. I appreciate your your answer there. All right, so we'll go ahead and continue to work our way north. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC, calling for stations now located between 14 Mile Road and Hall Road. 14 Mile Road and Hall Road, please call now.
Internet Control, here is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave, no traffic.
Net Control recognizes NAWCBD with no traffic. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the net tonight. Are there any more stations located between 14 Mile Road and Hall Road? 14 Mile Road and Hall Road, please call now. Hearing none, we'll now move north here to 20 Mile Road. 20 Mile Road and Boardman Road. This is WA8MAC calling for stations located between Hall Road and Boardman Road, which is the county line. Stations located between Hall Road and Boardman Road, please call now.
That's Kilo at
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Otter.
M.
Tango India Mike in Richmond, no traffic.
Let's try that again there. Tim, go ahead and give your call sign again. I got you. I got your name, but I don't have your call sign down in my memory here quite yet. Go ahead and give your call sign, and then there was another station as well that was trying to call in. So, Tim, go ahead and try again here with your call sign, and then we'll reach out to the next one here.
Sure, Dave. The call is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And I almost had that. I'm getting to the point where I know people's call signs, but I'm still learning. I'm getting there. Today's been a long day, so forgive me on that one. All right. And then there was another station trying to call in. Why don't you go ahead and try again?
Was it me? WAP.
India, Bravo Victor. Name is Alan from Chesterfield Township. No traffic tonight.
Copy that, sir. Alan, I got you in the net, but I didn't get your call sign, and then Wally also got you as well. Alan, go ahead and go with your call sign, and welcome to tonight's Macomb County ARPSC net. Alan, go ahead.
Yes, it's KE8IBV, India Bravo Victor.
I got you in the net there, sir. I appreciate you checking in, and welcome to tonight. Welcome to the net, Macomb County's ARPSC net. And Wally, I got you down, but Mike needs your call sign. Go ahead and give it again.
This is W8BD, Whiskey 8 Victor David. No traffic, New Baltimore area, and nothing to report.
Sounds good there, Wally. Appreciate you and you checking in there. All right, we'll take one more swing through here. If you're located between Hall Road and Boardman Road, Hall Road and Boardman Road, please call now. All right, hearing none, this is Net Control Station WA8MAC. I will now take check-ins located outside of Macomb County. So if you're outside of Macomb County, please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your name and what county you're located in. And then also, if you have traffic or announcements, go ahead and let us know. Stations located outside of Macomb County, please call now.
Here is Alpha Delta 8, Oscar Delta, 88 OD, John in Dare County.
And that control recognizes 88OD. Got you in the net there, John. All right, one last call. If you're located outside of Macomb County, please call now. All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move on. Great turnout tonight. I'm happy to see continue to just grow as far as net control and net numbers, and pretty good turnout. Welcome everybody. Tonight's training question. You know, last week we were a little bit more relaxed. This week we're going to touch on our training question, and I just want to hear from you. I just want to pick your brain. There may be, you know, there's no right or wrong answer, but I just kind of want to see where you guys are at as far as deployment. Tonight's question, if there's a natural disaster, say there's a tornado here in the next community over, what's your first step? What is the first thing that you do? John, I'm going to start with you, 88OD. John, what do you do? If there's a natural disaster, so we'll just say a tornado blew through the community just south of you, and you were called up, what's the first thing that you do?
I'd make sure that everything is straight with my family, and then probably check like a net or like an email to see if there's any activation and what's required, and move forward from there. 88OD, back to that.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and it's again, you know, both Tom and you have mentioned this. You know, family. You know, if you've got concerns back home, if you've got things that are going on back home, that's going to run in the back of your head, and you're going to be concerned about that. You're not going to, maybe not going to be able to give 100% or your family needs you. Family first, you know, and so definitely I like that. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to keep in mind. Tie up loose ends at your house first. Make sure your family's taken care of, and then go and take the next step. Take the next opportunity to maybe see what's going on, like you said there, John. Appreciate that, definitely. Wally, what about you, sir? If a tornado hit Chesterfield and you were deployed, what's the first thing that you would do?
Well, yourself first. I agree with all of that. Tom kind of started that, and that's the most important. Make sure that, you know, you have life, power, water, all the other things, communication works between you and your loved ones in case something happens and in that nature. Second, make sure you were deployed, you know, by somebody that would know. And once you get there, the first thing that I would do is find out who the incident commander is, or chief, or whatever title they're called nowadays, and report to that person and see where you could be of help, and go from there. IC is important, so that, one, they know that you're there, you're a little bit accountable, and if something happens or you come up missing, they know, you know, hey, where's that radio guy, or something of that nature. So first thing I would do is, after all of the tidy end communications for local stuff is all handled up, I would definitely report to who's ever in charge of the situation, you know, on the ground. WAPD.
Yeah, definitely there, Wally. I agree with you. You know, just make sure you check in. You know, obviously, make sure that you're deployed and, you know, you're following deployment, you know, operation rules and stuff. But, you know, checking in is huge, and making sure that, you know, that you're accounted for, because if something happens to you, you don't want to be left unnoticed. You want to make sure that someone's coming to get you if something happens. So, yeah, good stuff there, Wally. Appreciate that. All right, Alan, K8, IBV. Sir, what about you? If a tornado hit today, maybe in Macomb Township, we'll just say, and you're deployed, what's the first thing that you would do?
This is KE8IBV. Yeah, I agree. I'd have to take care of myself and family, make sure that was all set up, and basically get a hold of people in charge of the situation and see where I could be of help. Back to you, Net Control.
Yeah, definitely, Alan. I like that. And just, like I said, it's a common theme, in the group that, just take care of your family. As much as we all want to help out, if our home is destroyed or our family, I've got a wife and five little munchkins, and if they're displaced or if something's up there, I'm not going to be able to function. I'm not going to be able to help out and give 110%. So I'm going to tie up loose ends here. I'm going to make sure my family's taken care of and then move on. So, yeah, good stuff there, Alan. I appreciate you answering there. All right, Tim, you're up next. What about you, sir? Tornadoes hit Lenox Township, and you're deployed. What's the first thing that you do?
NAWRO, well, just like what's been said, I would assess my situation first. And then, of course, I would have dropped in on the MECA repeater, this repeater 7.2, and probably Discord as well. But then once deployed, got the new signs for the car, so I slapped the signs on the car, and also just happened to get a new Yaesu FDM-150 for that. So I'll be putting that to use. And wait for instructions and just make sure communication is established before leaving, and then, of course, check in, check out, things of that nature. NAWRO, back to net.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. You hit it on the head. It's, tying up loose ends. But I like what you said at the end, too. It's check in, check out. Make sure that you check into the net when advised, and when you leave, check out. So, good stuff. Good stuff. I like the answers here. All right, moving up here, Dave, NAWCB. What about you? Tornadoes hit in the community next to you, and you're deployed. What's the first thing that you do?
Net Control, this is NAWCB. Well, obviously, as everyone else has said, I think it's important to take care of family and make sure that comes first. In my situation, I would not be able to deploy, so what I would do would probably be get my radio gear ready. Obviously, if it's an adjacent community, check on their situation, what their repeaters are. Just monitor our repeater and wait for instructions from a net control operator and take it from there. Good night tonight. Good participation and 7-3 stall. NAWCB.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. It's definitely, waiting for instruction, like you said, and with family, taking care of family, but also waiting for instruction. It's easy to jump right in, and you want to jump right in, you want to get involved, and you want to, take action right now. But sometimes it's better just to kind of sit back and say, okay, what's needed of me? And is it better for me to sit back and take instruction, or maybe be a support, your support staff, and so now, you're home, and you have electricity, and you have internet, and you have phones, and so, being that support staff, being that dispatch staff, that's important, and somebody's gotta. somebody's got to be able to make a phone call or look something up real quick. And so that's just important. Everything that whether it be, you know, your support staff or whether it be on the field, it's important. Every aspect of it. So good stuff. All right, Steve, KA8UHG. What about you, sir? If a tornado were to hit the next community over, what's your next step? What is your first step that you're going to do?
KA8UHG. Yes, I was definitely check with family, secure stuff there, and then I got a network of a few people, so I was at touch base. And then for me, I was checked to my go kit because I wouldn't want to overcommit. I do have stuff that I know I need to replenish it and all that. So I used to pray a little bit like for the incident command system, but I need to I certainly could be better versed in it. But anyway, I would family and the people around me that to support me, and then check my go kit. Back to that control, KA8UHG.
Yeah, Steve, I like that too, because, you know, it's one thing, you know, to get out there and it's like, oh snap, I've got to have something for myself to take care of myself. You know, I've got to have, you know, my go kit, whether it be maybe snacks or food or water or something that I need on the field. And if I don't have that, then it shortens my deployment time. And so yes, that is very important, as well as checking your go kit and making sure that you're ready to go, you're ready to deploy. And with our, you know, with the task book, I know one of the questions is having a go kit ready to go, and whether it be 24 hour or 48 hour or 72 hour, something is better than nothing. And so yeah, for sure, Steve, definitely appreciate your answer. All right, John, what about you? A tornado hit the next community over, and what's your next step? What do you do?
So I would have to agree with everyone. I would basically check my current situation first to make sure everyone in my house and really kind of my neighbors are okay and they aren't in need of any immediate help. I would probably also, you know, I've kind of heard it put that I have to be able to help myself before I can help other people. So I'd probably kind of assess that situation. I would probably also check that I would be able to deploy and make sure there's no power lines or trees or anything preventing me from leaving my QTH. And then I would, do the check-in, check-out deal and report any, major issues to net control so that they're aware. And if someone's able to deploy to us, potentially, that might help. But that's about all I got. So back to you, Net Control, WA8MAC. This is KE8WUO.
Yeah, John. You know, you hit on something that I didn't even really think of is hey, can I get my car out? I mean, I didn't even think about that. I mean, what if there's power lines out in the front yard and you can't back your car out? I'm not gonna make good timing on foot. That's just me. I don't run very good, and nobody wants to see me run anyways. That's a whole different story. But that's a good point there, making sure that not only is your family taken care of, but can you assessing your situation and, hey, can I deploy? And even touching on going further and looking at one's health, I mean, I know NAWCB touched on it where, you know, you can't deploy. What else could you do? It could be that you might be support staff or, hey, my health, you know, I can't deploy because of my health, but I can check in, I can answer a phone, you know, I can look something up on the internet and be there for support. So, yeah, assessing your own situation and going from there, good stuff. I like the answers. A lot of good answers. All right, Bill, KWA, what about you, sir? Tornadoes hit the community over next to you, and you've been deployed. What do you do?
This is Kilo 8 Whiskey Alpha. Yeah, just like everybody else, you know, check the home and the immediate surroundings first. And just thinking about it, just listening to people talking and supposing, one thing that happens a lot when you get thunderstorms that knock down power lines is the chain link fencing gets energized. So maybe one thing you might want to check around your family first before you head out, just take a meter and check the chain link fence where it comes up to the house and make sure it's not hot. Doesn't mean it might catch a wire 5 minutes after you leave, but at least if it is hot, you'll know it right away and you can report it to Edison as a location before you even head out. Another thing that occurred to me just listening to all this is maybe Dave or Mike could solicit lists for a go kit from everybody, what they think is important, and then maybe put together a composite list of the best responses and circulate that around. I don't know what that would be worth, but it occurs to me as something to think about. So that's my two cents tonight. And when confronted with an emergency situation, I read about flying and test pilots and astronauts and all that. And when those guys have a sudden emergency pop up, the first thing they do is sit on their hands and consider what's going on. They don't make a knee-jerk reaction and do something right away, because the last thing they want to do is make the situation worse. So I think when you've got your go kit and you're ready to head out to the car, just sit down for a minute and think, is there anything that I missed that I haven't thought about? And before you head out. So that's my comments. Back to you, Net Control.
But yeah, definitely assessing the situation and make sure that your house is secured, make sure your family's secured, and make sure that the house is safe before you leave. Good answers. I really like that. I think for myself, echoing a lot of what you guys have said, you know, making sure my family's taken care of, making sure that the house is taken care of, making sure that that when I leave, they're taken care of, and then going on, taking a step and saying, okay, what do I need? What do I need to do? And having my go kit ready to go, my radios ready to go. Big thing is you know, the number one rule too is don't deploy unless you've been activated. I mentioned this earlier, in that. It's so tempting to run out and just, what do I need to do? But we got to wait. We got to wait for the activation cue and then, you know, moving on. So, and I don't know if you guys noticed when I asked the question, I said, you know, you've been activated. That is the key there, is you've been activated. We don't do anything unless we've been activated. And we don't self-deploy. We don't run out and, you know, play superhero and stuff like that. That's not a good thing. We work as a team and we work together. And when you're deployed, we all work together. And it's for safety's sake. It's to take care of you guys. So, great answer. Great answer. And I applaud you guys. You guys have answered very well. All right, mark your calendars down. June 19th, there was our in-person ARPSC meeting. We'll be meeting at the Macomb ISD building, where we always meet. But there is a room change. The room will be 203. If you need help, let me know. I'll again send a reminder email Monday, and then you'll also get another reminder next Thursday. But don't forget, we've got that coming up. Feel free to ask questions. Feel free to participate as much as you want. I want this to be fun. I want this to be enjoyable. You know, we get into ham radio. We get into ham radio for the hobby and to enjoy it and to have fun. We can have fun and also be serious. And participate as much as you want. I want that. I want you guys to enjoy this. When it becomes a task, when it becomes a job, when it becomes no longer fun, it kind of fades away. I don't want that. I want it to be something that you enjoy, that you want to do. And come on out, June 19th. It's going to be 7 o'clock, room 203. We'll be discussing. Got a couple topics I might talk about, either scene safety or a couple other things. Maybe we can talk about go kits. A couple of things there to possibly discuss. I'll let you guys know here Monday what the topic is going to be. But feel free to ask questions and get involved as much as possible. And then June 26th. Tentatively there will be our Fox Hunt. We're going to bring in one from the Lance Crews, someone from the Lance Crews to kind of explain things to us, maybe the rules and stuff like that. It'll be a good time. I hope everybody's able to participate in it. Let me know what some times, if you guys want to email me and let me know some times that may work. If early morning on a Saturday works, or maybe later in the afternoon. I'm flexible. And I want as much participation as possible because I want this to be fun. I want this to be enjoyable and everybody to be able to get out and do this task. It's a lot of fun, definitely for sure. Last night we had our command meeting, our leadership meeting, went very well. We went over some things that we have done in the past 6 months and our successes. We've added a lot of new members and done a lot of training, and we're hoping to do more. I don't like sitting down, and I don't like to stand still. If we can keep training, that'd be great. I want our value to the county. I want us to be valuable to the county. I want us to be useful. I want us to be a tool for the county to use. If you want to train on something, if there's something that you want to learn or do as a group, shoot me an email. Let me know. I am open to anything. It may not be something right away, but we'll put it on the list and on the docket, and we'll get to learning. I know everybody liked WinLink, and that was a good class, good thing to learn. So I'd like stuff like that. I'd like to be able to learn tasks that we can use. We can apply it every day for our ham radio hobby, but also in the ARPSC world. And let me know. I'm open, and feel free to either call me or email me. And if you don't have that email, let me get that to you. I'm going to break here for time. The email for us is going to be ARPSC Macomb County. @gmail.com. Again, that's ARPSC Macomb County @gmail.com. And just shoot me an email, and I'm usually pretty quick to reply unless I've got something going on or I'm at work. I try to get back to you as soon as possible. Or if you want, if you don't like to send an email, you want to call me on the office phone, 586-221-0086. Again, that's 586-221-0086. I'm open. I'm willing to listen. And feel free to reach out. We want this to be your group as much as my group, and our group, and we want to work as a team. The more we get to know each other, the more we work, the better we're going to operate. And feel free to reach out. Feel free to talk and express your ideas and thoughts there. So, other than that, good net tonight. Like I said, great turnout. Appreciate you guys checking in. I'm going to go ahead and take a last swipe here at late check-ins. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC. And I'll take check-ins from anybody that had not checked in yet. To late check-ins, please give your call signs fully and phonetically, followed by your name and your county and what you're calling from and whether you have traffic. Late check-ins, please call now.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Macomb County, with no traffic. Back to Net, KE4ZYQ.
Net Control recognizes Joe, KE4ZYQ. Sir, good evening. Missed you on the last net. Glad you came here tonight. Appreciate you. I'll ask you the question here. You get the, so you get an opportunity to answer there, Joe. We've been talking about deployment, and if there was a tornado to hit the community nearby, what would be the first thing that you would do? What would be something that you would do first before deployment or in deployment? What would you do?
Well, first of all, again, good evening to all, and sorry for being late. I had a long day today taking care of some personal business. But sorry, I'm chewing on a candy bar for a snack after dinner. Deployment-wise, being disabled and not very mobile, if it wasn't directly in my neighborhood, hopefully not, I would try to do what I could radio communication-wise, because I'm set up for possible backup power, if that's the case, battery backup and radio communications. Any technical help with medical things that I could actually help with, or any transfer of information from my place to a place of connection. Let me reset here. If I had to do like a relay for a radio communications, if I was one of the only stations around in the area, neighborhood, or county, if I could be I help that way, or, you know, like I said, medically speaking, if there's anything I could do, even through a visual connection to cellular, if that was capable, video. But I don't know if that answers the question, but that's all I got, I think. Back to that, KU4ZYQ.
Yeah, Joe, like I was saying, earlier in the net, we're talking about, support staff. Sorry, my voice is right at the end there. I've been dispatching all day, and so I've been talking all day, and my voice is like, it's on that edge. It's been a rough day today. So, but Joe, having that support staff, having somebody there to listen. I mean, you've got backup power, so you've got a radio. You're able to listen. Maybe Net Control might be busy, and you catch something on the radio. You can pass it on to Net Control and stuff. So being support staff is crucial. It's like I said, it's our dispatch staff. It's like having a 911 dispatcher. Someone's going to answer the phone. Someone's going to be able to get online and look something up, or be that extra set of eyes and ears for Net Control. So I like that, Joe. I appreciate you checking in tonight. And again, a lot of good answers tonight. Very solid, solid answers. You guys did a phenomenal job, and again, I appreciate you all. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up tonight. This is Net Control Station, WAAMAC, and this concludes tonight's session of the Macomb County ARPSC Net. Thanks for checking in. We hope that you'll join us next Thursday evening in person at the ISD building, 7 o'clock, room 203. Please check the Macomb County ARPSC Facebook. And also added here, the new dashboard, waamac.org. Head over there and you can go onto our website. You can check the repeater, different things. So head over there, waamac.org. Check that out. And as always, make sure you watch your emails for announcements and important events coming up. All right, this is K8YNU as WA8MAC closing the net at 1948 and returning the repeater back to regular amateur use. 73 to you all. This is K8YNU, and I'll be clear of the channel.
K8WUO, did anyone get the date of the fox hunt?
Yeah, that's going to be, this is K8YNU. That is going to be July the 26th, July the 26th right now. And we'll email out a time when the time comes, but that will be the day.
Thank you much.
A second question on that topic, A4ZYQ.
Yeah, Joe, go ahead with your question there.
Well, if that was talked about on the net tonight, I apologize again coming in late. I just, like I said, had a long day. Won't get into it, but I know they're not going to tell you where the fox is for the fox hunt, but I was going to say, is that going to be within Macomb County? And would it be possible to monitor on my radio if I was to be at home? Back to you.
Okay, Wendy. Yeah, it will be in Macomb County. And yes, you will be able to monitor it on your home base. And help out as much as you want, listen as much as you want, and if you want to interject, that's fine too. But for sure, definitely, it's going to be in Macomb County. Anything that we try to train on, we try to keep it here local. I'm thinking we'll probably try to keep it to the north end because we've done a lot of south end Macomb County stuff. We might do some north end Macomb County stuff, so then that way, then the guys that live up in the north end of the county has an opportunity to not have to drive so far. Share a little bit of the driving there, you should be able to listen and participate as much as you want there, Joe.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate it again for the extra information after the net. Sorry to waylay the net a little bit longer after it's closed. And the one thing about the emergency preparedness thing that you were talking about, knock on wood, providing I have still a home, my limited antenna system in the attic, and again, backup power would hopefully, if it's operable and not been hit by a direct hit of wind or whatever, that would be very beneficial to anybody and everybody within the community. Within reach, radio communications, obviously. But anyhow, nothing new. Everybody would know that. But anyhow, thank you for the extra answer to the question. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, definitely not a problem there, Joe. I appreciate you reaching out. You're always welcome to reach out. Not a big deal at all. Definitely, that's what I'm here for. And enjoy this. It's been a lot of fun. It's been good, and looking forward to more progress. It's fun. Ham radio is probably, in my personal opinion, I think ham radio is one of the best hobbies there is in this world. So, That's my opinion. So, all right. I'm going to hop off here. You have some supper. But as always, I'm here. Reach out on the email. Reach out on the phones. And I'll be listening throughout the night. But you guys enjoy your evening. And I'm going to be clear. King 8, YNU.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees.
This is KFA-EDQ monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees.